drive an RV. I have driven a U-Haul. I'm a good driver. I drive like a grandma, and I used to be a claims adjuster, so I don't know. And we can sleep in it. How long did we go?
About an hour 20.
I have 54 minutes.
Okay.
I meant to format my SD card before we started, and I forgot.
RVs don't fit in the drive-thrus.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And so we'd have to go in. Well, no, because then
you'd have to. No, you'd have to find a restaurant. You'd have to find some place like a Wendy's or wherever you want to go to. You'd have to find something that had a huge parking lot that you could park in. It is a whole new pain.
World.
Do you drive to off? You just work at home now, right?
Yeah.
When's your next hair appointment?
Tuesday.
All right. When you're driving on your way to your hair appointment, because that's like 5 hours, right?
Yes.
Start looking at things and going, like, if I was in a 20-foot, if I was in a 16-foot vehicle, would I be able to pull in there? And you're going to be surprised at the number of places that you're going to be like, no, there's no fucking way that I would be able to fit into there with a 16-foot vehicle. So, level 13.
We would definitely have to map it out and stop at those, what are they called, KOH or K-A-O?
KOA? Campgrounds?
KOA, yeah, those KOA campgrounds. Camp, yeah. We'd have to like find campgrounds.
I feel you should go to gay campgrounds.
No, because Mark's not like us.
No, that. All right. Any gay campground you go to, there's not going to be. They don't have anything going on in the campground itself. It's usually outside. You know, there's like trails and stuff. So you would have to go looking for stuff at a camp. It's not going to just be up on you. Because as I pointed out numerous times on many different shows, families go to these campgrounds. Like gay people have kids. It's like there are kids at these campgrounds sometimes. So it's like it's not. Things aren't happening out in the open like you would think.
I always wonder what gay guys who have children do when they
most
have
of them are
something.
Most of them are clothing optional, but it's no different than a news guy. That's not a sexual thing. That's just a clothing optional. But what I'm trying to say is it supports gay businesses.
That's true. I don't know if we have any. We have a gay resort, air quotes.
Yes. Oh, is that kind of like the Hara Hotel?
No, well, I mean, I've never been there, but the reason I air quoted resort is because,
well, yeah, because it's
Arkansas. Not really to the level of accommodation that I would call a resort.
Resort,
but it's in Eureka Springs.
Eureka.
And I've never stayed there, so I can't really talk about it. But they do sell day passes, so I think it probably is like a horror hotel. I've never been there. But they have a clothing optional pool. They sell day passes. They have a sauna.
The entire first season. Oh, my God. Not just the first season. Like every season of Canon is like just on YouTube. you can just watch Canon on YouTube. It's the pilot episode. Did it have a... Let me get to the intro. Did it have a musical interlude intro? Doesn't look like it.
Ugh.
When I watch these older shows, I always notice like how bad the sound is in it. Like, oh my God, he's like speaking across the room. Like they had no microphone over near him at all.
Do you record the Zoom anymore? Or did you stop doing that?
No, I'm not recording the video.
Well, because I was going to say Zoom separates the tracks out, right? So if you had been recording, you could have just grabbed me.
Oh, that's
but you're
true.
Not going to have any recordings of just me. So when you switch to bad audio, it's going to be both of us. Except your audio will still be good because it's going to be your copy. So I need to get a larger SD card. But the problem with that is...
All right, let's do something now that I can throw in there.
Huh?
Hi, listeners. This is Daniel from the future.
And Adam from the future?
Yes. We're here to explain to you why the audio is about to get way worse in the show.
Because my SD card.
Because Adam didn't.
Sucks.
If you scroll up in the chat room, I guarantee you that our executive producer, Cyclone, said something about the SD card at the beginning of the show. All right. So I'm just saying. So the problem is that Adam ran out of space on his SD card. We normally record each individual. That's why, dear listener, what you're about to hear is going to sound crappy. I apologize for Adam's fault.
I also am sorry.
Cool.
That was about as good sounding as our commercials. By the way, did you ever...
No!
Did you ever...
No, I didn't. Because I'm a horrible person.
So, the other day, Mark and I don't really argue, but occasionally one of us will get annoyed with the other one. But we don't really argue because neither one of us like confrontation. So
who gets rarely, annoyed more often, you or Mittens?
I don't know. I probably annoy him more, but he internalizes everything, so I probably don't even know. But I would guess I'm probably more annoying in general than he is. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I don't annoy myself. But so we'll have like 5 minute little spats where we'll be annoyed about something. And he said something to me and I said, fine, I know I'm a horrible person.
Yes. And he agreed.
No, he thought I totally overreacted. And like for the next day, he was like, boy, if you're not a horrible person before you say that, but you know, or whatever. And he threw it back in my face for the next 2 days.
Wow. Now Vera has everyone listening for us saying like.
Did I say like or did you?
I don't know. I wasn't talking.
I think if we were really counting them, I do think I say it less than you do.
I am not aware of saying it most of the time. Normally when I look down in the chat room or Vera says something on That Darn Elvis like, watch your likes, I am not even conscious of the fact that I have just said it.
Now, occasionally I will go on a tear and say a lot of them. But I think on the whole.
But I feel like I do that with other words too. So I think it's when you say like what I want to say. See, to me, that's not four instances of like. That's just me kind of stuttering in a loop. Because I'll say the others like, well, what you need. See what I'm saying? Sometimes I'll do it on a regular word that I'll often stutter. Not often, but sometimes I'll stutter on. So I feel like serial likes like that are maybe just should be counted as a one. I don't know. That's what I'm trying to say. Look at me. I'm trying to litigate my way out of this.
So we need a new algorithm for counting the...
I'm trying to not say it. I'm trying to... be more conscious of what I'm saying as I'm saying it. It's difficult because not only am I drinking tonight, but I'm smoking. So
I'm not sure that
both high and drunk. So
I will say this. I'm not sure that like is a filler. I don't know what to call it, but I don't think it's a filler. I think it's a vocal tick.
Yeah. There's a fancy term for it.
You're not filling space. It's just
your brain is thinking of things and it wants to keep the channel open on your mouth. And so your mouth kind of goes on autopilot. But the transcription, it was asked in the chat room by Cyclone, wants to know how's the transcription. I read through the one and only transcription that Adam posted and it's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
But you know what? If somebody was searching for pink dildo, it would show up because I think we talked about pink dildos. I don't know that we did.
Now they'll have to go back and listen.
Or they could go to the transcript on mix-podcast.com.
And there's 15,000 words. It's like, oops. It's like this big, long... It is like a big, long... See, I was using that in the sentence.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to go to our transcript and I'm going to just scroll down. I'm going to try to find some phrase. All right. Linda Wagner stole $20 from me. So I'm going to now Google that phrase and see if the Mix Minus episode even shows up as a choice.
But don't you feel that Google would somehow know that it's you Googling and then associate that with the fact that you're on Mix Minus and bring that up more often for you than it would for someone else?
No,
so you probably need
there.
To do that
it's
in
not,
incognito
it's
window.
Not even on my list. Linda Wagner stole $20 from me. Oh, wait, let me put quotes around it so I'm getting an exact phrase. It shows up. It says, it looks like there aren't many great matches for your search. And then the one and only result is She's Handmaid's Tale Mix Minus Podcast. So there you go. It does work.
But you have to put it in quotes.
Well, I was trying to force ourselves to show up in a Google search. Now, I was just randomly looking. But if we were to talk about something, like if that was the episode where we were talking about the Rode, what's it called? What's my mixer called? The Rodecaster. Yeah, the Rodecaster Pro. Then maybe we would show. And this isn't that episode. But the point is, it works. Let's try Bing. I'm going to try that over on Bing.
Are you going to Bing it?
I'm going to Bing it. That never became a phrase, ever. That never became a thing. As much as Microsoft wanted it to be, that never became a thing. Linda Wagner stole $20 from me, in quotes, on Bing. Did not find anything. So there you go. Google is clearly way better than Microsoft Bing. I don't think anyone doubted that, but now you know. So I think it's worth it. Although it sounds like you are having a lot of issues with it.
Well, it takes a...
Do you want me to do it? I'll just... Because I don't tossing it at night and going to bed.
I don't want you doing it because you do everything.
But I mean, even if it takes 3 hours, Daniel, it's not actually processing on your computer. It's processing on theirs. Yes, Adam.
I'm a horrible person.
But?
That's it.
Oh, okay, great.
I should be doing it. I'm a horrible person.
Are you thinking that I'm going to now be like Mittens and try to convince you that you're not? No, I know that you're a horrible person.
No, he didn't try to convince me that I wasn't. He threw it back in my face for a couple of days. I do have a lot of computers, but... And actually, the problem is...
Well, it's not processing on your computers. It's processing in the cloud.
Yes, you're right. It has nothing to do with the computer. It just takes a long time. But because it's a long file, and I don't think that Microsoft imagined someone
that someone was going to throw up an hour and 30
hour and a half file.
I wonder, it would probably be better if I gave it individual voice tracks.
But then you'd have to splice them together. Oh my goodness. That's a full-time job. We're in this weird period where it's cold at night and hot in the afternoon. We discussed this last weekend, I think.
Yes.
And I was trying the Nest. Nest will do... Did I mention this as well? Because I mentioned this to someone.
No.
Nest will do ranges.
Yeah.
Where you say, I want it to always stay within X and Y.
Right.
And it'll turn on the heat if it gets too cold, and it will turn on the air conditioning, if it gets too hot. The problem is the range where I'm comfortable is a very small range.
Yes.
Like, I really want to say, I want it always to be 70.
Oh, my God, that's freezing.
No range. Just if it gets below 70, I want you to turn the heat on. If it gets above 70, I want you to turn the cool on. It doesn't have that granular of a control. And so when you do the range, I'm always either hot or cold. I'm never... So it doesn't really help, because that was the same problem before I started using the ranges, is I was always either hot. I would have to go over to... Or
do you ever think about putting on...
No.
Like pajama pants or...
I'm wearing jeans all the time and a shirt. I could put on a jacket, I suppose.
Sweater? Like a blanket?
I feel like your house should be a comfortable temperature.
I feel like it could. I feel like 70 degrees is, well, you're just used to where you live.
I think.
Do you know what we keep our house at?
It must be warmer than what I said, because you reacted when
yes.
I said
do you
that.
Know, do you know what temperature we keep our house at in the summer?
You're cheap, so you probably keep it at 80 or something.
79.
78. 79. Oh, no. I would die. I would literally
now,
die.
Because we have a two-story house and we only have a single air conditioner, when I set it 79, it is 77 downstairs. It's only 79 upstairs. It's 77 downstairs, which to me is very cold.
Have you always been that way?
I'm a Floridian. I grew up in Florida. My mom didn't run the air conditioner.
Cold-natured?
No, warm natured. Like
whatever. I don't. Warm. Is it warm natured or cold?
I'm cold averse. Even when I lived, I adapted. I mean, I lived in Connecticut for 5 years and I was fine. I didn't die.
Well, I live in Arkansas, which also gets hot.
Okay.
And is humid down south.
There's so at
not
least
as, not as humid.
There's at least
as
2 days in Connecticut that it's hot.
No, I'm saying.
I know. I live in Florida where it's hot
all summer long.
9 months out of the year.
Well, no, it's not that many months, but probably 7 months out of the year in South Arkansas, it's hot. So we're close. South Arkansas is pretty far south. Not as far as Florida.
I know. You're 16 hours away from me. I just said that. And that you're 16 hours away from me basically because you have to go through Atlanta. So you have to go across and then down.
Well, all, Mississippi, Georgia, you Alabama. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, then Florida.
Springdale, Arkansas, directions to my house here in
Tennessee, Valrico, maybe.
Florida. You're going to go through, nope, you're not going to go through, well, you're going to just like, just, you're going to go through Memphis, which is like Memphis, at the side tip of Pennsylvania. It's basically, it's between Arkansas and Mississippi and then it's just like it'll poke. It's like it's trying to fuck Arkansas. It's just a little tip. It's just got the tip of Tennessee. So you go through the tip of Tennessee, and then you go, oh, wow, you go through Tupelo.
Mississippi, yeah. Then Alabama.
Then Birmingham, Georgia. Yeah, Birmingham. And then go through, oh, you go right next to Carrollton, Georgia, where I used to live when I lived in Georgia. And then you go down through Macon, through Valdosta, down through Gainesville, and then you'll be here in Tampa.
I know it's 10 hours from here to Atlanta.
Yeah, it's probably about 10 hours from here to Atlanta from us too.
Destin, Florida is 15 hours from here.
Destin's like right at the border, I think.
We did that for our Christmas trip a couple of years ago.
Oh, wow.
With the parents. Well, maybe I didn't mention that to you because you weren't talking to me then.
What do you mean I wasn't talking to you?
Yeah, we rented a mansion in Destin.
In Destin, Florida.
And it was Mark and I and my parents and my brother and his wife and their kids and my two nephews that are grown up and their kids and one of my nephew's wives. It was a lot of people.
It was quite sounds like well, you needed a mansion.
But there were not only, well, mansion, it was a big house. It was a three-story house. And there were four or five bedrooms in the main house, but then there was a second building, a second two-story building that had a lower and upper apartment on the property.
Yeah.
And it was on the beach.
Nice.
But we were there for maybe...
It's only 12 hours for you to get to Dollywood.
But see, Dollywood would have a lot of people. I think anything we're going to do is we're going to try to avoid being a lot of people.
So, I don't know what Dollywood's doing, but most of the theme parks are restricting their attendance.
Do the diamond hunting thing as a gift for Mark or not? Or nothing? Or maybe do nothing at all? Is that what you're saying? We're going to do something. We could... No one ever finds diamonds. Okay. Once I... Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. No one ever finds diamonds. No, once a year, maybe. And people go there all the time. There are so many people that go there, and they literally almost never find diamonds.
Oh, you know what you could do?
What?
You could go anywhere along the Arkansas River and go kayaking or canoeing.
Oh, well, if we were going to go, I don't know what the levels are will be in November. It might be too high. But if we were going to canoe, it may be too cold as well. But if we were going to canoe, it might be it would be the Buffalo River. Is where I would canoe.
The mighty Buffalo River.
But it might be too high in November, though. I'm not sure what the temperature is going to be.
I don't know.
Although Mark doesn't really enjoy canoeing. He feels like it's work.
Yeah, that's why you go kayaking.
And he wants to be... He doesn't want to be working
then you should
when
go,
we're vacationing.
Then you should go kayaking.
Our first... The thing that we talk about, our first trip together... I believe it was our first trip together. We went to the Buffalo River and we went canoeing. And I selected, there are two different lengths of canoe trip that you can choose. One takes about a half a day. When I say that, I mean you go to a place, you rent a canoe, they drop you off at one section, and then they pick you up at, like, they drop you off at 9 a.m, they pick you up at 5 p.m, or whatever.
Yeah.
And there are two different lengths of canoe trip available.
Yeah.
And I like to go all or nothing. I like to do the bigger the better, longer.
50 miles.
Whatever. I mean, I want to do what is the most experience I can get out of this. And so I picked the long one.
Yes.
And we camped. Now that, I don't know if I would do that again, because I was really freaked out all night long and a raccoon came up and it scared me. It's not good. But I just don't like being out in the middle of nowhere in the dark with weird animal noises going on in a tent, a thin little tent where they could get in and attack me, kill me. Mark went right to sleep.
Loved it.
Where I had to like poke him and be like,
have you ever been skiing?
Boyfie, you awake? I wasn't. I am now. Yeah, I love skiing. We're going skiing in March.
I was going to say, it's like you're close enough to Colorado, you could go skiing.
Well, we're going skiing in March, so.
Fine. Where are you going skiing in March?
Where are we going? Sun Valley, I want to say.
Go to Kansas City. I hear everything is up to date there.
Well, the plan is to go skiing in March. I'm hoping there's a vaccine by then.
Now, just north of you is Lake Ozark, and that's where Zach's dad lives. You can go visit him.
Lake Ozark?
Yeah, Lake of the Ozarks.
Is it in Bella Vista?
It's in Lake...
Is it in Missouri?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Yeah, it's in Missouri.
Oh. I don't know. We're going to look. We'll figure it out.
But if you went, I didn't realize you lived that close. So we weren't that far away from you last Thanksgiving when we went to Zach's dad's. We were in Lake of the Ozarks.
I don't know how far away that is, but I'm assuming you just Googled it.
Yeah. So, you know, all right.
We live like half an hour from Missouri.
Yeah. So how far away from Springfield do you live?
2 hours.
Okay. So yeah, Lake of the Ozarks would be like 4 hours. Because it's about as far from you, it's as far from Springfield as you are from Springfield.
Is it north of Springfield?
It's north of Springfield.
Okay. Yeah. That's going to be the thing is out. Really, we want it. Really, we need to do outdoorsy things because that's going to be the least congregated people.
Yes.
You can't really do indoor stuff.
That's why you go to a theme park, but yes.
And we live roughly a half an hour, similar to a half an hour, half an hour adjacent.
Oh yeah, you go see Graceland. Yeah, I know that's
an option. But I've been to Graceland.
Yeah, it's touristy. You don't want to go to. Yeah, it's gonna be touristy.
There are gonna be a lot of tourists there.
Yeah. No, I'm saying your best bet if you want to do something outside, you're gonna have to go south. So your choices
are. Yeah, there's that. I was wondering if Texas Hill Country, if there was like a. Oh damn it.
You know, there's.
I was wondering
gorgeous...
if there was a drive through the Texas Hill Country. That had like little camping spots along the way or something.
I'm sure.
Because I hear the Texas Hill Company?
Company.
The Texas Hill Country is pretty.
You know what I would do, Adam?
I don't.
You should. Have you ever heard of AAA?
Yeah. You get a subscription, and when you run out of gas on the side of the road,
they'll come
and fill you up.
One of the things they'll give you. For free with your membership. I know that's ironic or something. That's you're paying for the membership, so therefore it's not free. But one of the things you get with AAA is trip planning. You can just call them and say, hey, I want to take a scenic drive through the Texas, whatever you just said.
Hill Country.
And they'll be like, oh, okay, where are you driving from? And you'll tell them that you're driving from Springdale, Arkansas. And they will put together a custom triptych for you with the route highlighted, and then you can tell them it's like, and we're in an RV and we want to camp along the way, and they'll highlight campgrounds along the way and stuff, and that's all free. That's all free. AAA does that for you. So all I'm trying to say is, if you think there's a pretty drive through it, it's, if you are a member of AAA, you could just call them and go, hey, is the Texas Hill Country pretty to drive through? And they'll be like, oh God, no, it's horrible. Don't, no, fucking don't do that. Where are you at? No, this is what you want to do for pretty. It's like, they have like advisors that will help you.
Three breathtaking drives you must take in the Texas Hill Country.
Yeah. And then all you have to do is look for campgrounds along the way. Just plan it out. Don't, Adam, don't get a big RV. Please don't get a big RV. If you end up in an RV, like a Class C, that's maybe 12 feet long at the longest, then you'll be okay. But don't go for like a 16 or a 20 or longer bus. You'll be miserable. Especially if you're going through the hill country.
These hill country drives look like they're prettier in the spring and summer, because they're all about the greenery, which in November will not be green anymore.
But if the leaves are just changing color, they'll be very pretty.
Well, I don't know about Texas, but our leaves here are already changed and probably will be dropping off in the next couple of weeks.
Ours have not changed yet, Adam.
So I don't know.
Ours don't change. I don't know.
I want to set expectations for Mark that this will be a boring trip, but it will be something other than sitting at home, because there's going to be nothing. We like to travel. We like to see other things, and we've been at home since March. We enjoy getting out of the house and seeing the country.
But you just bought a new house.
So do
some house projects, like build a patio or your hot tub.
We will pay the help to do that.
Wow.
We'll pay someone. Mm-hmm.
The help.
I forgot Adam has a mom with corona. Sad holiday. I don't know. She probably doesn't, but I just don't want to risk it. And again, it's not for me. I'm not afraid that I would die, but it's always a possibility. Man, if you watch the most recent episode of The Good Doctor, it will scare you about coronavirus.
Well, then everyone should watch
that. And I know people die, but it looks so serious on Good Doctor on that episode. And I know it is serious, but it's just that there's so much variety in level of severity. So it can get very severe and all these horrible things happen and you have to go on a ventilator and all that. Or you could not know you have it at all.
I think the biggest disservice. Yeah, the biggest disservice that we're doing is that we are only tracking from talking about on the news, the case rate and the death rate. And there's a lot of people that will get coronavirus that have to be hospitalized that don't die, but now they have, they don't just immediately bounce back from it though. They can be out for 6 to 8 weeks because it's a respiratory disease and they have scarring in their lungs and stuff. It's like we're only tracking deaths and how many people get the cases. And ironically, because of HIPAA, we don't see the crowded hospitals because they can't show us that on the news because of HIPAA. So people are like, oh, well, the only people I ever hear and see that have gotten it are people that had no symptoms. But there's people that go to the hospital and will be in there for a couple of weeks. And then when they leave the hospital, they're not good. They're not well. They're just well enough to leave the hospital. And then they spend another 4 to 6 weeks at home recuperating. So it's not a walk in the park for way more people than have died. Died is the worst possible outcome of it. There are, for every one person that dies of coronavirus, there are hundreds more that didn't die that have 6 weeks of, you know, hell. And that's the thing that we're not tracking.
I think at some point there will be studies about that.
Oh, yeah.
It may be hard to track when you're in the midst of it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, we're too close to it. And sadly, what we should be tracking to get people more scared is the hospitalization numbers, which they're starting to talk about now that we're hitting 122,000 cases in a day. They're talking about, you know, what the hospitalization numbers are, but That's the real. It's like it's not so much how many cases there are or how many people are dying from it. What we really care about, how many people are sick enough that they have to go to the hospital about this, because that's going to be a high, way higher percentage than people.
I don't know about Florida, but Arkansas has been tracking hospitalizations the entire time.
But on the nightly news, when we talk about we've had a record number of coronavirus cases, it's like, well, okay, that's a really high number. And I get why the news says it, because that's the biggest number, people that have cases. That includes people that show no symptoms. That includes people that have very mild symptoms that don't require hospitalization. But and then
right,
the only other saying, number, the only other number that they track on the national news is deaths. It's like those are just two extreme metrics, right? Here's the number of people that caught it, and here's the number of people that died. But what we really care about is, and what most people should be concerned about is how high is the hospitalization rate? Of those 122,000 people that got coronavirus today, what percentage of them will need to be hospitalized?
So in Arkansas, and I know this is not national news, but on our local station, they every day they show a table that has number of new, total number of active cases,
yeah,
number of new cases, number of deaths, and number of hospitalizations. They show all of those numbers every day. So I don't know about national, because I don't pay attention. But our local anchorman who had a stroke at some point and his one side of his mouth hangs down.
Yeah.
And I thought they should have put him behind a desk instead of having him as the anchor person.
Wow.
Actually, it wasn't a stroke. He had Bell's palsy several times.
Yes.
And it didn't ever come all the way back completely.
But he's still capable of talking.
He can still talk, but it's distracting to look at. And he's on camera. It's a distraction. He's retiring anyway, so.
Wow.
But I've had to deal with that the whole 10 years I've been here. Craig Cannon is his name.
Cannon. Everything tonight is just coming back to Cannon. You know, the entire Cannon is available on YouTube. I know I just said that, but
I have never heard of a show called Cannon.
I'm going to hold on.
What's it about? Is it a detective?
Yes. He's a detective, but he's,
is it like Magnum PI?
God, no. He's huge. He's huge. He's a big fat guy. That was this. I'm gonna play the here. Let me play the theme song here.
Cannon, starring William Conrad, with guest stars Scott Marlowe, John Larch, Ramon Beerai, Stuart Moss. Special guest star, Christine Belford. Tonight's episode, To Ride a Tiger.
All right, so
I have an absolutely ingenious idea.
What?
Not really, but I think it'd be cute.
What?
We should get an old 70s-sounding song. Or 60s or whenever this show is. Any of those, you know, brass heavy.
Yes.
Kind of.
Got it. Yes. Songs. I got it. Yes.
We should get Scott to make us an intro where he says, Mix Minus, starring, you know, whatever. Uh-huh. And one of our intros be an old timey TV show, you know, type intro. Instead of the one that we do now. Not every time, just like as a one-off.
Uh-huh.
We could, I see you don't like that.
No,
idea.
I'm not. I don't know how we would get those, because most of those old-timey theme songs have a very tinny, like, you know, horrible.
But it doesn't have to be those. We could find.
How about I get the sheet music to them and then you play it on your trumpet?
Because there are other songs. I mean, there are other instruments, and you have to have a whole arrangement, instrumentation, not just trumpet. It doesn't work that way. But I bet there's.
It doesn't work that way. What you fail to understand is it does not work that way, sir.
It doesn't. That way?
It does not work that way, sir.
the, and we could also,
yes,
we could do different eras. Different we could eras. Once a, once a,
so
once
like
a,
the entire last season of
a month
of Agent Shield, Agents of Shield.
No, different. Like we do ugh.
This entire. All right, I don't have, but let me stop you right there. But let me do, let me stop you right there. This entire last season, the very final season of Agents of Shield, they were time traveling, and every week it would kind of be in a different decade, but they would redo the intro to the show in the style of that decade.
Like so, that, yes.
Yeah. So it's like they
in
had
the
a
style. Of,
they had a 50s intro, they had a 60s intro, a 70s intro, and an 80s intro.
So one of them is like the oh, fuck me. One of them is the Friends song. The Friends. From the 90s, it'd be the Friends song. I don't know what this era would be.
So no one told me you were gonna talk so much.
Yeah, something like that. Uh-huh. I don't know. The later show with his stale warm beverage has decent ideas. Oh. I don't know. We can workshop that, Daniel.
Daniel?
I can't talk. I cannot. Talk. I don't know what's going on.
The fuck is wrong with you?
You know what's going on? I'm trying not to say like, and my brain cannot put words together.
Your brain cannot like put words together?
It needs a crutch.
All right. Are we done? Because I've been up a long time today.
I don't know. Are we done?
I think we're done.
It sounds like Daniel is done.
Hey, chat room. Thank you guys for joining us this evening. We do appreciate it. Thank you for, we know you have many choices in your podcast listening on Friday nights, and we appreciate you flying with us.
Watch the overhead bins as you open them to gather your carry-on luggage, as items may have shifted
during flight. And please fly with us again. Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I haven't hung up yet.
Bye-bye now.
I haven't hung up
bye-bye.
Yet.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Oh. Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Bye-bye now.
I hung up.
I did too.
Sorry you're going to have extra work and the audio is not going to be as good.
I don't know. We'll see. I'm not going to do it till tomorrow, but we'll see.
Well, I gave you what I've got.
All right.
And I'll give you the full recording, but you're going to use your local one to fix my screw up anyway. So
I have two. Yeah. I'm not going to use... I'm not going to use, okay, let me, I don't, when you stop talking on your recording, I already have you separated out here. I multi-track here. So you come in on a track that I'm already recording. So I have your audio on that track. So, it's not that much work. I'm just not going, okay. So I'll just cut your track up until the point that you lose your real track, and then I'll flip back over to your track. So it will still be you isolated. I can still EQ it and do all the stuff on it. It's just that it's coming through Zoom. Oh. I'm not using the MP3 recording, which I use for to do the pre-show and the post-show.
So there's a video.